Good morning. This is Portia Hudat Chandler out of Houston, Texas. And you know what? Today is a super fantastic day, but you already know that. Guess what's on my mind? You know what's on my mind? It's the power of words, voice, talking itself. You know, sometimes we always say life and death is in the power of the tongue. But you know what I have found? That some people are so busy speaking negativity over their life that they fail to realize that they even have the power to speak positive words over your life. Last night, something phenomenal happened to me. Now, our family prays together every night before we go to bed. Now, sometimes I'm working kind of late, so the kids are like, Mom, our bedtime is 9 o'clock. Get up, you know, get off the computer. And you know, and every now and then, you know, they get to stay up a little late, especially like last night, X Factor was on. So they didn't really want me to stop, you know, doing what I was doing on the computer so that we could do prayer time so they could, you know, go to bed. But what I found was lately, we have a designated. I mean, we have 5 children. That makes 7 of us. When we pray. So usually, you know, someone will volunteer, and usually by the week, you know, there's a rotation of each one of them have prayed aloud verbally. But lately, you know, sometimes the same one to do it 2 or 3 nights in a row, and we had noticed that someone, won't name any names, were getting off with praying. So last night I just said everyone, you know, is going to pray. So we started with our oldest son, and I listened to the words that came out of his mouth, and I began to feel nourishment, like food from what he was saying, and he began to pray protective words, and his out of his heart began to flow the feelings that were in his mind, something that I know that a teenager doesn't just naturally express in a conversation, but through prayer, his heart uttered these words to a God that he believed could answer them, not to a mom and dad that he felt could make it happen, but to a God that he believed could do these things. And then as he went on to pray, our next son began to pray. And our baby son began to pray. And it's so funny because King always prays for superpowers. But, you know, while he rattles on and rambles on, he began to say, well, you know, mommy, I asked mommy for superpowers. We say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't ask mommy for superpowers. I ask God. And you heard this chuckle among all of us because, you know, he's 2 and he definitely has some shenanigans. And so, but the idea that he knew, wait a minute, wrong person to ask for the superpowers. I ask God for the superpowers. I began just feasting. And when we finished praying last night, I said, there's so much power in your words. I'm asking, you know what? I'm challenging you today to use this as an opportunity to speak words. I mean, just try it. Try aloud. Not thinking, I wish I could. I want to be. I'm not where I... Don't say anything negative. You know, think about the negative, but fix it with a positive with the spoken word. In other words, if you're thinking you're broke, busted, and disgusted, don't say that part. Think it. Okay, here we're doing it. We just thought it. God, I thank you because you are bringing increase into my life. Okay, here was that next thought. You're not saying that. But here's what you're saying. Father, I thank you for increasing good health. I know that every day I'm becoming stronger. Every day I'm becoming wiser. Every day, I'm making better choices. Every day, my influence or my spirit influence is growing and increasing. See, we don't say those types of things anymore. Let's try it again. Let's think it again. And now let's just begin speaking it. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus, and the idea. No. The promise of forgiveness. And this is my right. These are my keys. This is what I hope. This is how come I live. This is where my faith is based, is because I'm passing through here to come and be connected with you. And that's enough to take the posture of a knee bent down in humble submission to you. And I live this whole day knowing that the air that I breathe and the sights that I see are all a great miracle or a revelatory experience of how good, how great, how grand you are in my life and the gift of life you've given to me and to my children. I am so thankful. I am so inspired. I am so at awe at just who you are. You're awesome.